Oh, this Thursday, second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And Dan, my goodness, get your tang untangled, okay? We're going to try this one more. This second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and I made it work this time. All right, Hank Kramer, I told you, it's coming out. It's a good album. Make the Rafters Ring. Here we go.
It's of a brave young highwayman, the story we will tell. His name was Woolly Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. It was on the Kilworth Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, a bold, brave, and undaunted was Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, as Woolly he went down, he met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, "Young man," said he, "your name is Woolly Brennan, you must come along with me." And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Now Willie's wife had gone to town, provisions for to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. He said, "Hand to me that tenpenny," and as soon as Willie spoke, she handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak.
For young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Then with this loaded blunderbuss, the truth I will unfold. He made the mayor to tremble, and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there. So he with horse and saddle to the mountains did repair. Did young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Willie, being an outlaw, upon the mountains high, with cavalry and infantry to take him they did try. He laughed at them with scorn until at last was said, by a false-hearted traitor he was cruelly betrayed. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave, and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
It was raining in Seattle the night we said goodbye. The lights of Queen Anne Hill lay soft against the sky. As we looked down at the city and spoke a final time, and then we turned away and left Ireland behind. How many nights we lay awake and dreamed how it might be to walk the green and misty hills above the Irish Sea. It's dreams that linger longest when all else is said and done. Our dream times in Seattle were as close as we would come. Sorrow follows sorrow, what a lonely path it is that brings the one to finally say, "I have no more love to give." And so we went our separate ways, and sorrows dimmed with time, except perhaps for those we kept of an Ireland left behind. now here I am in Dublin, on the docks at the harbour side, watching ships put out to sea upon the evening tide. And bittersweet these memories that call you to my mind, so far from Queen Anne Hill and an Ireland left behind. Sorrow follows sorrow, what a lonely path it is that brings the one to finally say, I have no more love to give. Bittersweet these memories that call you to my mind, so far from Queen Anne Hill and an Ireland left behind.
I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by, and the wheels kick and the wind's song and the white sails shaking, and a gray mist on the sea's face, and a gray dawn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide, it's a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying, and the flung spray and the blown spume and the seagull. Go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a wetted night. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover. And quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick is over.
Put in like the little.
Don't think about it.
Okay.
If it were fire you needed most, I would become the flame. And if the moment called for strength, steel would be my name. And if your heart were heavy, I would become the feathered wing to carry you into the blue, to dwell among your dreams. If your lips were thirsty, I'd be the wine that fills your glass. I'd be the sun upon your face when the storms have rolled on past. I would be a lucky penny. I would be your wishing stone. I'd be the ground beneath your feet and the stars that lead you home. If the light of one small candle can defy the darkest night, how could I not seek to be a bearer of the light for you, a bearer of the light? I'd be the hand that reaches down if you should ever fall. I would be the saving grace where you saw no grace at all. I would be a willing vessel for all that you hold close. I'd be the love that finds you in the times you need it most. If the light of one small candle can defy the darkest night, how could I not seek to be a bearer of the light for you, a bearer of the light? How could I not seek to be a bearer of the light?
Thank you. For some there are that may not bide, but wander till their journey's end, nor take a girl to be a bride, or keep a man to be a friend. And when I'm done with wandering, I will sit beside the road and weep for all the songs I did not sing, and the promises that I did not keep.
This is the life I have been given. These are the seasons of my time. And I am seeking out the light according to design. I've weathered storms I cannot count to make this world my home. In a place where small and twisted things can split the hardest stone. In one like me, you might not see how I have managed to exist. A fragile, crooked rack of limbs in terrain as rough as this. But to those who take their chances here, experience has shown that sometimes small and twisted things can split the hardest stone. Shed no tears of pity here, and spin no tales of tragic grief. Just let it be enough that life is blooming in this rocky place. It is the proof that seeds will grow wherever they are sown, and that sometimes small and twisted things can split the hardest stone. It is the proof that seeds will grow wherever they are sown, and that sometimes small and twisted things can split the hardest stone.
From the album American Seasons, Mark O'Connor, Appalachian Waltz. Remember, Mark O'Connor is going to be around in October. He'll be at the Bing Crosby Theater on October 6th, and that's sponsored by Spokane Public Radio. Get your tickets at Tickets West. He, before that, a couple days before, will be in Walla Walla working with the Walla Walla Symphony. Go to www.symphony.org. Find out about that. They're doing the New World Symphony and his thing, and then his fiddle concerto, and he and his wife are playing some traditional things, and in the Spokane gig, it's going to be just he and his wife, and they have a backup pianist, and it's going to be awesome, awesome stuff. Alrighty, before that, a bunch of T.R. Ritchie, and actually, this is really cool. They released a DVD of the benefit concert that we all did. The DVD is there, and then there's a CD with it that has T.R. doing all the songs that we all did, and that's pretty neat because, you know, I mean, let's face it, some of us kind of messed with those songs and had just learned them or whatever. And maybe some of us, some did and some didn't quite do the songs justice. And so you get to hear T.R. Ritchie doing it the way T.R. Ritchie wanted it done. And that's pretty cool. Alrighty. Alrighty. Let's do one more T.R. actually, okay? And nobody gets the Sunday paper anymore, but I remember days in the 60s and 70s when mom and dad would get the Sunday paper. They'd go up, get up in the morning, grab the Sunday paper and take it back to bed and wake up slow and gentle on an early spring morning or the summer morning. And the paper would be all over the room. That's what this is about. The Barefoot Waltz with the Sunday Funnies.
It was a cold Sunday morning. It cried at the window. There was a frown on the face of the clock on the wall. The calendar showed only 3 days till spring. But out in the street, snow was starting to fall. We were two orphan kittens that nobody wanted. A couple of roses that had faded too soon. The Sunday funnies that lay on the floor was the only bright spot in the room. Well, I sat at the table with my shoes in my hands, and you stood at the window looking up at the sky. It felt like nothing could save us this time. We were lost and we did not know why. Then you turned the radio on, and I heard us both start singing along. The next thing I knew, I was dancing with you, and the whole world was playing our song. We did the barefoot waltz on the Sunday funnies, and the laughs that we had made the rafters ring. The barefoot waltz on the Sunday funnies, on the day before the day, before the first day of spring. The comic strip pages that lay under our feet made a carpet of colors like flowers in bloom. And while the snow piled up on the rooftops outside, we floated away to some warm afternoon. You were the girl in the green summer dress, and I was the guy who was holding her tight. We danced our way down to the river and back, turning through circles of shadow and light. I can still feel you here in my arms. I'm still falling into your eyes. I still hear the bells of our laughter that day, echoing down through our lives. We did the barefoot waltz on the Sunday funnies, and the laughs that we had made the rafters ring. The barefoot waltz on the Sunday funnies, on the day before the day, before the first day of spring. We did the barefoot waltz on the Sunday funnies, on the day before the day, before the first day of spring.
Two orphan kittens, two faded roses, and you could find all your joy in a barefoot waltz. T. Archie, good song, good song. Originally on his album called Death and Taxes, I think was the name of that album. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We'll still have an hour and a half left to go. And a lot of good stuff. We got some guitars coming up here. Tom Emanuel and a couple other folks. Okay, so hang on because we're coming right back. Oh, yes, we are. Hang on now.
Northwest Public Radio receives program support from listeners like you and from WSU Performing Arts and the 4th Annual Humanitas Festival, welcoming the Villalobos Brothers, who bring a new brand of mariachi with their headlining violin and vocal performance to Jones Theater, Saturday, September 24th. Ticket details at performingarts.wsu.edu.
Cloudy skies with showers today. Pullman is expecting a high of 65, Lewiston 72. The rain will stick around tonight and through most of the day tomorrow. Low temperatures tonight will be in the lower to upper 50s. You can look forward to some rays of sunshine tomorrow, as well as slightly warmer temperatures.
Break. Yes, we did. That's Mark O'Connor there. Mark O'Connor doing a Soldier's Joy with all of his buddies from the Liberty soundtrack. And Mark O'Connor's going to be in concert October 4th in Walla Walla. www.symphony.org. Find out all about those tickets. Be doing, and they're also doing the New World Symphony in there. And on the 6th of October, he heads over to Spokane with his wife Maggie. Actually, she'll be with him in Walla Walla too. And they both go over to Spokane and they do a bunch of stuff, his duets. They have a backup pianist, and they'll do some traditional things, and they'll do all kinds of stuff. And we'll be talking about that all the way up until those gigs happen. So like the show on the 1st of October. Alrighty. But let's get into some guitar now. Scott Balsai, B-A-L-S-A-I. Scott, he's from Pocatello area, I believe. And this is good stuff. This is called Reflections from Maple and Mahogany, which I'm assuming is the wood from the guitars. I had a maple guitar one time, and I really liked it. Didn't have quite the mids I wanted, but it was a nice guitar. And, of course, I played a lot of mahoganies. Doc Watson played mahogany. All righty, here we go. Oh, Endless Roads, Tommy Emmanuel. And we also augmented all that Tommy Emmanuel stuff. We had a couple of his cuts. We had some good with this wonderful guitarist out of Pocatello, Idaho. This is Scott Balsai, Balsai. We heard from a couple of his albums, Waiting for the Sun and Reflections from Mahogany and Maple, or Maple and Mahogany, with wonderful, wonderful titles like Agitated and Peaceful, Agitated Intervals and Peaceful Resolutions, and titles like that. Look it up on our playlist. That's what I would do, because Amanda Cully works real hard on our playlists. And sometimes I switch and go, I was going to play this, and then I'll switch and play that instead, and it fouls up the whole thing. It's not a template. And when you do it on a template and you mess up the template, then you have to really mess around with it and stuff like that. See, this whole computer thing. Who needs a template when you can just, should be able just to take it off and put it back on some other place? Anyway, if you want to email me at dsindaniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. Yes, you can. Don't forget, Inland Folk website right up there, the Northwest Public Radio website, and go to Inland Folk, and it'll direct you to the NWPT, which has some of the Inland Folk Jam with Dan on there. And you can go to the playlist as well. You can go and find out about what we played a long time ago. And you can go to the Inland Folk Archives. They go back as far as 2006. It's a little spotty when you get back that far, but there's some of them there. And then from about 2008 on, they're pretty much all there. All righty. Okay, we're coming right back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.